Mackie Motors pregame show here on Kick 106.7 on this early Saturday morning. Jeff Blankman with you. You're talking right now with South Central Calhoun head football coach Brian Case. And coach, first, congratulations getting back to the Dome. What a great honor. What a great season you guys have had so far. And thanks as always for joining us here this morning.
Absolutely. And thanks for your time, Jeff. We appreciate it. And, you know, just getting back to the Dome, it's a great feeling, obviously. It's been a while. I think it's been 11 years. Ever since we've consolidated with Rockwell City Lytton to make South Central Calhoun here. So we've been knocking on the door quite a bit, but it's time that we got over the hump there, and this team just went out and they made it happen.
Brian, I guess the first thing I'm going to ask is new experience for the kids. You've been there before. Some of your staff has been there before, but a new experience for the kids and a 9 o'clock in the morning kickoff. How does that impact kids these days?
Well, you know, we've kind of utilized our past experience as a coaching staff as well. I know Coach Dix has been there. He's won a state championship with Newell Fonda. Coach Batta, 30 years ago, won a state championship with Southern Cal. Coach Berner was there with us in 2008 and 2009 as state championship coach. And this will be my 10th game actually coaching in the Dome. So, you know, we try to use those experiences and we try to give the kids a visual picture of what it's all going to be like and how they're going to come out the door and the locker rooms, all that kind of stuff, and just a different feel with it that way. But, you know, I think our kids are in tune to what's going on right now. They understand that we're going and just playing a football game. You know, some of them wanted to stay overnight the night before and so forth, but we're not going to do that. We're taking off at 5:15 in the morning. We're going to have a two-hour trip. We're going to get over there. We're going to tape. We're going to take the field. We're going to play a football game. We're going to get back on the bus. So we just try to give the kids that visual picture so they can see that ahead of time and get prepared for it ahead of time. So, like I said, it's a different experience for them. Obviously, playing in the morning at 9 a.m. and so forth is going to be a little bit different as well. It kind of takes us back to our camp days in August. I mean, we always have camp right away in the morning, so it's about the same time period for the kids at that particular juncture. I think our kids will respond. I think we'll be ready to go.
Coach, you get Van Meter here in the semifinals. You guys met them last year in the quarterfinals. It was a hard-fought game. Ended up falling in that one 10-6. You met them back in 2015 and fell by two. So a program you know well. The kids know this team well from last year, even though both teams kind of have quite a few new players this year.
Yeah, you know, you go back to 2015, we had an opportunity to beat these guys, and we got inside the 10-yard line, and instead of kicking a field goal with 8 seconds to go, we ended up electing to run a play, and we just ran out of time at the end of the game there, and we ended up getting beat by two in the quarterfinals. You know, come back last year, I think that we had a great opportunity to beat these guys as well. We ended up getting beat by four. Had a PAT blocked and missed a field goal. We dropped two passes in the end zone. We had another one that was wide open in the end zone. We just missed it. And we didn't make the plays necessary in order to win the football game. So I think that we've been in close ball games with Van Meter, but we also had opportunities to beat Van Meter both times we faced them. Defensively, I think that we've been in the game both years and given ourselves a chance. Now it's just a matter of kind of getting over the hump again offensively and just making enough plays, like I said. So, offensively and defensively for these guys, they haven't changed anything from what we've seen the first two times that we've played them in 15 and in 19. They adjust things just a little bit as far as their personnel is concerned. But schematically, they're still 2x2, 3x1. They're still inside zone. They'll run some counters and traps. The passing game, they have a lot of motion out there. They have a lot of different formations that they make you adjust to. And then defensively, they're going to sit in their 4-4 defense. And if you go spread, they're going to sit in their 4-3. So we have an idea of what they're going to do. It's just a matter of going out and executing our offense and defense against them.
Brian, when you talk about executing the offense, I know talking with you before the interview here today, you were talking about wanting to get that ground game established. How do you guys go about doing that? You got the size up front, so you're just going to kind of lean on them as this game goes on?
Well, Jeff, you know, again, sitting in that 4-4, I mean, that's one of the things that we wanted to do the first two times that we played them was establish our ground game. And to be honest with you, we've been able to do that up to this point in the season so far. I mean, our kids have really come a long way. I think our offensive line has done a great job of making great strides throughout the year, kind of taking it upon themselves to kind of get the job done up front as far as our ground game is concerned. So we definitely want to establish that ground game, but at the same time, I think that we have the capability of spreading things out and throwing the ball as well. We do think we have the size advantage up front. When you look at the technicalities of the game and technique, Van Meter is just so well-schooled in every single phase of the game. Their pad level is so good. They use their hands so well from a defensive standpoint. They attack things downhill very well. It just seems like they're never out of position. The defensive backs do a great job of flying to the football. They do a great job as a team gang tackling and getting to the ball as well. And even though that we have the size advantage athletically, they run probably as a team better than what we do. So we're going to have to make sure that we get our hands on people, or get our pads on people, and maintain control of the line of scrimmage. If we can get our hat to the second level and get to the linebackers and so forth, then I think some good things are going to happen. You know, and if we can establish that ground game, Jeff, then obviously that opens things up for the play action pass as well, and possibly being able to spread some things out and being able to throw the ball if we can kind of get them to creep up to the line of scrimmage a little bit more. So, you know, all that remains to be seen. But we're going to have to take care of what we can take care of. We're going to have to control what we can control. We're going to have to take care of the football, have ball security, and just go out and make plays as much as we possibly can.
You guys have had some playmakers in the backfield this year, with Blake McAllister having a great year. Brennan Holder, after he came back after missing the early part of the season, has been huge for you guys. Big run in that win against South Hamilton. And then Jordan Kamanivong seems to have taken a different step as a running back this year.
Yeah, you know, we have three, and actually when you add Colin, the next four, very capable backs of carrying the football at any given time. You know, we've been using Twan Sanders a lot more in the backfield as well, just running in plays. So we actually have five guys that we feel pretty comfortable carrying the football at any given time. It's just a matter of what Van Meter is going to give us and how we're going to utilize our backs.
Their linebackers look to be really strong. What stands out to you when you see them on film?
Well, within their 4-4 again, I mean, schematically, it just seems like they're never out of position. Their two inside backers do a great job of reading through the guards to the backfield, and they play downhill. They close things up very, very fast. So our linemen that are pulling and having to get on the second level and so forth are going to have to make sure they take proper angles to get a pad on them. You know, one of them's 200 pounds inside, one of them's 160 pounds inside. But again, they just read things and they react very well. Outside, those two linebackers, for their scheme, do a great job of setting the edge, especially if their defensive ends are coming to the inside C-gap area. They do a great job with just with their body control and so forth, and setting the edge and forcing our run game back inside. So, they're just really good, Jeff. And we're just going to have to make sure, again, that we get a pat on those guys and keep on running our feet. And if we can maintain, our pad level and maintain running our feet and maintain our blocks all the way through, then, you know, hopefully we can have some success. But at the same time, they do a great job of using their hands and getting off blocks and making plays. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great matchup for our skill kids against their backers as well, and our linemen trying to get to the second level on their inside backers, and the team that can actually utilize their pad level and their schematics the best is going to have the best chance to win.
Coach, their secondary, a lot of new guys this year. Now, they've played an entire season, so it's not like they're completely rookies. But any chance you guys can take advantage of some of that youth?
Possibility. And, you know, you're looking at the play-action pass. Like I said, they come downhill very well. They run to the ball very well. So we can establish our ground game and try to utilize our play-action pass. I mean, we might be able to creep somebody over the top of them and maybe get an easy score that way. At the same time, when we spread some things out, they're very, very, very good back there. Like I said, they can all run, but we think we have some things in place that schematically we can kind of open some things up as well and try and vacate some areas and bring somebody else back to it and hopefully execute that way.
The Pettit kid at quarterback for them and Dalton Van Pelt at running back really have been the workhorses in their running game. A lot of inside zone, if I understood correct, talking to you earlier in the interview. But what have you seen from them, too? How do you guys look to kind of take away that run game?
Yeah, they're just really good backs. I mean, up front, I mean, they have about 1 foot splits in there, and they just try to play downhill again and get that pile moving. You know, they see things really well up front. You know, they might start one direction and they get their eyes up, but if they see a cutback lane, they're going to stick the foot and they're going to hit it. And once they do stick the foot, I mean, they have a great acceleration in order to get through particular gaps. So we're going to have our hands full. We're going to have to make sure that we're scraping down the line, that we don't over pursue things as well, because they'll find those areas. That inside zone, I think it is pretty much predetermined by the looks of things, as far as whether he's going to give or he's going to keep and come off the edge. But our kids are going to have to make sure that their eyes are right, and they're going to have to close things up. They're going to have to bottle it, the running back and quarterback up, and they're going to have to get to speed before speed can get started. And if we can do that, I think that we can have some success. If we can't do that and they buy themselves some time, they're athletic enough that they're just going to find the open ground and they're going to run to it. So we just got to make sure that schematically we're doing some things well. We keep our outside shoulder free on the outside. We set the edge and we force them back into our help.
Coach, what scares you the most about their passing game? Because they're not afraid to throw it. They've got several pretty darn good-looking receivers.
Well, quarterback, again, does a nice job of buying himself some time. And if he's buying himself some time, that means his receivers during the scramble drills are finding some open ground as well. So we're going to have to make sure that we're covering for the appropriate amount of time, cover to the whistle. We're going to have to stay with them. We're going to have to stay with the top of them and not give up the big play that way. At the same time, it's a two-way street. If we can cover very well, hopefully we'll have some time to get to the quarterback and make sure he's getting the ball out of his hands before he wants to. So hopefully we'll get some sacks that way, or we'll get some picks if we can get to him quick and throw it before he's ready. Again, that just remains to be seen. So, our game plan right now is kind of like last week, just trying to kind of put some pressure on the quarterback and make sure that he's throwing it before he's ready to.
Coach, I know you've been here before, but how fun is it to be back at the Dome?
It's awesome. It's a great experience. I mean, like you said before, the kids have not experienced this. Some of our coaches have. But it's a matter of just getting there, and you just never know if you're ever going to get back again. So you got to take this entire experience, and you got to enjoy it. You got to look around a little bit and just take it all in.
Well, Coach, congratulations on getting back again. Appreciate you joining us. Looking forward to the game and looking forward to catching up with you afterwards in a post-game interview as well. So, Brian, best of luck today and looking forward to talking to you here in a couple hours.
You bet. Thanks for your time, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. We'll be back. More of the Mackey Motors pregame. Dave Burke's going to be joining me next here on Kick 106.7, help with the broadcast.